Hey, we're still the only daily WNBA podcast ever. Hire us. We're doing this for free. We'll do it for free for your company if you want. We do it for the love of the game.
I'm fired up. There's so much stuff on the court and off the court that we need to talk about, mister.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, you don't mind if I call you mister, do you?
You could call me mister.
First of all...
Wait, was it passive-aggressive when you called me mister there or no?
No, it just came out naturally. It was just like it flowed off the tongue.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, pal. I actually don't like being called pal, chief, buddy, all that.
Hey, guy. What about guy?
Guy? Oh, jeez. Right, the only guy. One I will accept is if I'm getting like halal in New York City. Then I take it as a term.
Because you know it's genuine. They really like are mean it, you know?
Or if I'm going into like a 7-Eleven in the morning. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly.
Anyway, I do need to say something. Like, Paige was a runaway for like the last month. Uh-huh. I do have to. She's putting up a great season. You know, she had a couple. I think she missed 7 games with an injury. Our girl that we talked about, or that we talked with at the WNBA draft, Sonia Citron. Her last couple weeks, she's been putting in work in the W. She's looking very good, and she's at least making a case for voters to say, "Hey, there's another rookie here. It's not just Paige."
Huh. Sony Citron out of Notre Dame?
I believe she was a top 6 pick.
Yeah, top. She might have went number 3.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or I think Georgia Amore went 3. Am I making that up?
I think she went 5.
You could be right. But she's really been playing great the last couple weeks. So, you know, it's nice to see a little competition with the awards and whatnot. I will say, though, there's
salute to her, you know. Let's just salute her.
What do you have?
I didn't do it right.
Dude, what is that?
Hey, man, salute to... It's just my hand, man.
Dude, I didn't realize that you had such little hands.
Hey. Doesn't mean anything. I should have practiced.
Nothing like some little hands.
Hey, salute to Sonya.
Another thing is, justice is starting to be...
Salute to Paige Beckers. I love these rookies this year.
It's a great class.
Who's another rookie that's making some noise?
Well, it would have been Georgia Amore. She's starting to, you know, start her rehab off the ACL. You know, I think she's starting to get some more movement in that knee, which is good. Trying to think who else we have.
Number 2, Malanga in Seattle. I see she's getting more minutes, putting up double doubles. I think she's doing her thing up there. So
it seems too late though. Yeah, they're on a 5-game skid. I have heard that the locker room's in turmoil, according to my sources, they just might blow the whole thing up because it is not in a good shape right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you this: something is rotten in Seattle because they're having issues season after season in their locker rooms. Players are being requesting to leave. Jewel Lloyd last season says, "I want out." She's a veteran, the Gold Mamba. Now, Alicia Clark, the oldest player in the league, a beloved player, goes to Seattle and a few days later is requesting, "I want out."
Yeah,
so
strange.
I don't know what's going on.
Something's going on in that locker room. It seems like turmoil. But my sources have told me that things are not great in the locker room over there.
Yeah. I'm going to point to one person. I don't think it's coaches. I don't think it's every player. I think it's one player, Skylar Diggins. Huh. She is so wild on the court. Very emotional, even in post-game press conferences. Almost angry. A little deranged, if you will. I can't imagine she's easy in the locker room. She seems like she'll just wear her heart on her sleeve. And I feel like that is the catalyst to the upheaval in that locker room.
If she's
and people
the
are just
leader
like, I'm not dealing
locker,
with it. I'm out.
If she's the leader of the locker room and her body language ain't good, everyone's going to follow suit. So I'm interested if our Croatian phenom, who has missed this season, if she's going to look to get out of there.
If it's that you know, she seems like she's all Seattle, but and she's played for UConn. I don't know that maybe certain players could deal with that type of tough criticism, and other players are like, I'm out. Like, I'm too old for this. I'm not going to put up with this sort of like locker room talk.
Absolutely. Bad choice
of words there, but.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You remember that?
Yeah, I want to forget that.
Yeah, let's forget that. I do think, unfortunately, Skylar Diggins is one of my favorite players in the league, but I feel like she's rocking the boat in Seattle. I'd like to maybe even see her leave there and try for a chip somewhere else, maybe a team that gets close this year. It could be Mercury. It could be the Sparks, maybe. But if she is that toxic, I don't know if a team is going to want her. She's on the latter years of her career. She's close to retirement. She has to be. She's been in the league for a while. She was in the 3-C. I don't know if you remember that during the draft. But, yeah, for some reason, I just have a hunch it has to do with her demeanor in the locker room.
It's interesting you say the latter years. They say that father time is undefeated. What do you say for players in the W? Is it mother time is undefeated?
Huh. No. It's father time. It's always father time. Mother nature, father time. That's how I take it. You know, okay, you don't say like father nature, do you?
No, you're right. I will say this. Keep an eye out for the Las Vegas Aces right now. You got your reigning MVP healthy again. I think she put up a 30-20 game the other day. You know, her ankle is feeling good. They're fifth in the W right now. They're starting to win some games. You know, they put up, you know, a good stretch to the end of this year. You don't know if they can finish fourth, maybe even third. Right now, I think there's four teams that can win this championship.
Let's hear
it. I think right now, I think the Minnesota Lynx are my clear-cut favorite if they stay healthy. I think you have the Liberty afterwards with a little bit of a question mark of, is Breanna Stewart going to be healthy? Is Jones going to be healthy? What are you going to get from Ionescu? And then after that, I do think the Fever and the Aces are probably those teams right after.
Whoa. Mercury's got to be in there somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I forgot the Mercury. The Mercury are playing good basketball well. But I do think Indiana could be a team that's a dark horse. And I do think Las Vegas, even though they got off to a really, you know, mediocre start, I do think they can make a push as well.
I saw the they're just as passionate as there is Indiana fans, there's the polar opposite of people that just love to root against Indiana. And I saw Dallas came out with a 1-point win.
Yeah, 81-80.
Going off, waving.
Caitlin had to hold back the coach afterwards.
Yeah, there was some
questionable call. I think the coach was going to get a T.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, you know, as they say that the magnifying glass is under LeBron or whatever. The magnifying glass seems to be following that team.
With Indiana.
And, you know, Indiana, you know, every storyline, you know, what's up with CeCe? Are they not getting calls? Why are they not getting calls? You know, and I feel like that story can potentially blow up into something bigger.
Wait, I'm getting a call. Wait, I'm going to have to mute the mic. Wait 1 second. Sorry. Just leave the pod.
Leave it. I'm going to keep talking. So today we went over, I had a clinic from 6 to 7:30 with my athletic department. We went over our pivot series, you know, reverse pivot right, reverse pivot left, forward right. To me, that's so important. A ball fake, using your eyes on a ball fake. We talked about angles at the hoop. We did jump stops. We did sideways jump stops. We went boxing out for a while. I felt like it was very productive. We got good work in. We got a ton of shots up, probably about 200 to 300 shots. We did some speed ladder work. We did some box jumps. So I felt like in the 90 minutes that we worked, we really were able to get a lot of work done. It was made me feel good that the program is taking a step in the right direction. So, you know, I was happy about this. In other news, I had a flat tire as I was getting coffee. A store owner who owned a dry cleaner, he happened to say, "You have a flat tire. Let me help you put some air into it." He was nice enough to do that. He got me back up to 29 PSIs, which was unbelievably great. I was happy about that. You back?
Yeah, I'm back. I just got a call. I got to go to work early tomorrow. 4:30.
What time are we talking?
4:30 call time.
That's not bad. You could sleep for like 2 hours tonight.
Also, if it's a 4:30 call time, I usually show up half an hour earlier. You think that's the right thing to do?
I'll tell you this in sports.
Okay.
If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're fired.
Yeah. I shoot for a half an hour. If I show up 15 minutes early, it's, you know, that's a good sign. I don't want to be there, you know, I got to show up at 4:30 at 4:28. Just seems like I'm sort of rushing maybe even in there. Maybe 4:31.
I'm excited. I'm happy for you. I do have to say, can I shift gears back to the W?
Yeah, of course. Sorry about that, guys.
I thought it was pretty awesome to see Leslie Jones mic'd up on the sideline. I thought she's a great high-energy person. And, you know, she's like, calm down. You're good. Is that a three? You know, like very high energy, like hype it up. I thought that was cool.
Hey, Les Dog, give me more Les Dog any place, any time. The Olympics. I think she does Bachelorette commentary. WNBA, you gotta hire Leslie Jones.
SNL, Ghostbusters, wedding. Yes.
Hey,
but
Leslie,
I do have some good news for you.
All right.
Justice is starting to be served in the league, and several of the green object throwers have been identified and have been arrested. So hopefully this puts an end to this immature madness, this misogynistic madness, this high school frat boy madness that really we have no room for in the league for this.
I did see that. It's got to dissuade people when you're seeing their mugshots up or them on a security cam. Find this guy. You want to be known as the guy that threw that?
I'll tell you, if I had a family of five... If I had a family of five, I would not want my younger daughters or sons to see something like that.
Yeah, but let's say you're even an uncle, and you see your uncle on there. What did Uncle Tommy do? I saw him on the news. I saw him on my feed.
To me, there's no bigger crime than stealing a kid's innocence. I mean, yes, there are bigger crimes, but that is unacceptable to do something like that.
Yeah, I'm happy. I think it might be the end of that circus.
Thank goodness.
Throwing. It was fun for a little bit, in my opinion.
It wasn't fun for me.
No.
No, there is no room for that. There's no room for that at all.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. Maybe that's for another place in another time. Maybe in another
wrong place. Wrong place, wrong time. I'm not about it. It's a family sport. Families are coming. They're there to see basketball and support. There's no room for that whatsoever.
You know what? You're right. I need to take the higher road. You want me to switch gears to talking about another color?
Sure.
Sure. The Golden State Valkyries have introduced a new mascot, Violet. I don't know if
An egg has been hatched.
An egg? You saw that hype video? It got me fired up.
Me too.
She sort of resembles...
Ellie.
No?
I think Ellie a little bit.
100%. Her dance moves, the way she moved her body, kind of her little attitude and swag.
But to me, the personality is completely different.
Explain.
I think Violet's about the franchise, not about her, where I think Ellie's about her, not the franchise. Violet cares about the Valkyries winning games, where Ellie just cares about herself.
Yeah, I think Ellie's going to the Met Gala this year. That's what I read. I don't know if that's true or not, but no WNBA player, just Ellie.
Hey, Ellie's got gravity. Your 7-year-old daughter loved her.
The first quarter was going on. Ellie was in the aisle, and all eyes were on Ellie. No one was paying attention to the game.
She didn't care there was a game going on. She said, look at me, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, she's dancing, she's kind of, you know, throwing her hip or her, I don't know what move she does, a sort of little like hip move. Mm-hmm. And it's not my cup of tea, I guess.
Spike Lee gave her a big hug afterwards. I think she was promoting his new Denzel film that's coming out. So that was pretty cool. You know, Spike Lee and Ellie mashup. We'd love to get a AOC and Ellie mashup.
Yeah, we're looking at, we saw AOC down in Puerto Rico. AOC, if you go to Puerto Rico to see Bad Bunny, you could surely go a borough over to Brooklyn and see
I'm actually shocked.
Champions.
I'm shocked she has not gone to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we're so involved in the game. I still get lost on the average person's view of the W. There's a few people I mentioned, oh, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to see the Liberty. A handful of people go, what are the Liberty? I'm not even joking. Men and women. So I don't know if it's I'm just picking the wrong people or they really don't know the W at all.
It's a shame, and that's why we're here. We're trying to get more eyes on the league. But I honestly think if you were to ask the entire country, I think less than 5% of the league would be able to name five teams in the league or five players in the league right now. Less than 5% of the country, I think.
That's a problem there.
That is a problem.
What can we do to...
Those are rookie numbers. We need to get those numbers up.
Pump those numbers up. We need to pump those numbers up.
Hey, we're doing our work. It's a grassroots movement, one podcast at a time. Hopefully it gets to somebody and they say, hey, this is a great league to watch, because it very much is.
Hey, we doubled our listeners. I forgot to tell you that. From 5
hey,
to 10.
Let me hear our analytics.
Five average listeners to 10 average listeners.
We need to celebrate double digits.
Hey, give me the double up. I put money on red. I put money on black. Boom. Double.
You know what? We should do a commercial for They Got Game.
Yeah, you're right, actually. That is a really good idea. A little hype video.
Do a little commercial hype video. I think that would be cool.
No, that is a really good idea. With the playoffs coming, maybe we'll launch a commercial and some merch. I'm working on merch. I've been busy. But I do have merch coming down the pipe in one of these pods. We'll wear.
I cannot wait to support local business and get some merch. Get some merch, man.
Yeah, we got merch coming. I'm finishing the pod here with a topic I wanted to touch on. Is this no booing, no calling for a new coach after a poor season topic. But maybe we save it for tomorrow.
Let's save it for tomorrow, because I have a lot to talk about in that.
All right, good. All right, we do this every day, so you'll hear from us tomorrow, and we hope our five listeners will listen tomorrow. Thanks
what
for
time
listening.
What time are you setting your alarm tonight?
Three. What time is it? Right,
so
10 now.
Enjoy your nap. You'll be able to sleep for a little bit.
Yeah. I need to shower. I shower now, I think, not in the morning. Or should I go morning?
The morning shower helps me wake. That helps me wake up.
Yeah, maybe I'll go morning shower. I'll wear the day. You know, I'm a little smelly. It's been humid out up here in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine with that.
I got one trivia question before you sign off.
Yeah, let's hear it.
How many wins do you think the current coach of the New York Liberty have right now? And not just during the season, like all time.
Sandy. Oh.
I want to say she's been there four seasons.
Sandy has 100 wins.
Wow. 101 tonight. 101.
Woo!
Bravo.
All right, Sandy Brondello. Okay. Oi, oi, oi.
Can I get one more Bloomin' Onion? My family finished it in 24 seconds.
Another trip on the Barbie.
Hey, you're a nice Sheila. Nice Sheila you got.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, my block. Have a good night.